that's something that is difficult in some ways to understand. Assurance of things hoped for. Because we hope for certain things to be, for the kingdom to come, for instance, or in situations when we are weak in the flesh, and we look to Almighty Yahweh to give us strength. That is a way of exercising our faith, assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. We know Yahweh exists because the evidence is there all around us in this world, and because Yahweh has touched each one of us in many ways during our lives. For in it, the elders had witness born to them. By faith we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of Yahweh, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which appear. By faith Abel offered to Yahweh a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, Yahweh bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it, he being dead yet speaks. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see the death, and he was not found, because Elohim translated him, for he had witness borne to him that before his translation he had been well pleasing to Elohim. And notice verse 6. And without faith it is impossible to be well pleasing, for he that comes to Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek after him. It is impossible to please Yahweh without faith, to be well-pleasing to him. And so again, we learn something of this faith. Faith is so very important. Faith is the key, again, to turn weakness into strength, believing, knowing that Yahweh has the power to do these things, and that he will do certain things for us as we continue to go before him in our weakness. Paul, again, remember what he said, that when he was his weakest is when he was his strongest, because it made him a more spiritual person. The closer we draw to the end of the age, the greater our faith will be tested. We must realize that all things are possible with Yahweh, and as such, we should never limit him or his power. As Philadelphians, it should be our goal to do all that is required of us to help others and ourselves. Let's quickly look over in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, as Yahshua discusses here with his disciples why they were unable to cause a certain person, a man, a child, to be delivered of demon possession. And he shows them that they need faith if they are to accomplish these things. Again, there is weakness in this person. And we look, and they are looking to Yahweh for strength. Matthew 17 and verse 14. And when they had come to the multitude, there came to him a man, kneeling to him and saying, Master, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic and suffers grievously, for frequently he falls into the fire and often into water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. This is a very, very serious problem. Epilepsy is something that still occurs even in our day, and medical science has not been able to cure this. There are certain medications they can use to help. There are certain procedures which they can do, but they can't heal, as we'll see here. And Yahshua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Yahshua rebuked him, and the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured from that hour. Then came the disciples to Yahshua and said, Why could not we cast it out? And he says to them, Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, and shall say to this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But this kind goes not out, but save by prayer and fasting. So in weakness, and when others, and again as we see that their point was to heal this individual, they had a concern for this young man, these things, and for his father. And of course they would have laid hands on him, and through the name of Yahshua the Messiah, they would have said, this demon, this sickness be gone from you. And nothing happened. And Yahshua showed them that it was necessary at times for our faith to be strengthened, for our faith to again be to be tempered with works, good works, in this particular case, that of fasting, so that the demon would leave. All things are possible to him who believes.